Pork producers near the Texas-Mexico border are being advised of a detection of New World screwworm and what to watch for. I'm Bruce Cochran, and this is Farmscape, produced on behalf of North America's pork producers. I'll be back in a moment.
For QuickBooks Repair or QuickBooks Conversions, visit QuickBooksRepairPro.com. That's QuickBooksRepairPro.com. Results guaranteed.
Last week, USDA confirmed the first detection of New World screwworm in the U.S. since its eradication in 1966 in the umbilicus of a three-week-old calf close to the Texas-Mexico border. Swine Health Information Center Executive Director Dr. Megan Niederwerter, on hand last week for World Pork Expo, says the situation is being closely monitored and producers need to be aware of what an infestation would look like.
The New World screwworm is a parasitic fly. It's one where the infestation only comes from the fly. So there's no animal-to-animal transmission. There's no human-to-human transmission. There's no animal-to-human transmission. The parasitic fly can infest any warm-blooded animal. So this can be cattle. This can be sheep. Goats, swine, dogs and cats, and then in rare cases it can be humans. And so as we think about this, we want to ensure that the messaging is clear that this is not a food safety concern, but we also need to maintain vigilance. And one of the aspects of that is knowing what the fly and the infestation looks like on farm. So the fly needs a wound. It can be a very small wound, as small as a tick bite or an injection site, and then the fly will land and deposit its eggs into the wound. The eggs then create larvae, and the larvae can ingest any live tissue. So imagine a wound that becomes deeper, doesn't heal normally, starts to have a smell to it because of the contamination. The animal may seem irritated, may lick at the wound, may head shake, may eventually become depressed, off feed. These are all things that we want to keep a really close eye on, our animals.
Dr. Niederwerter encourages producers to think about the practices that might create wounds, such as castration, ear tags, ear notching, or tail docking. Updates are available at swinehealth.org. For more, visit farmscape.ca. I'm Bruce Cochran.